WTAW News Time is 5 minutes after 6. It's 58 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning. Happy Friday. I'm Chelsea Reber. Bryan's new mayor takes office while there is a stalemate over a new contract with the firefighters union.
When the firemen are asking for something like that, you have to stop. You have to kind of take a look around and see what's going on.
Speaking on our show, Bobby Gutierrez brought up the union wanting free health insurance, which is something that is not available to any of City of Bryan employees.
Well, you can't do for one department and not do for another.
Gutierrez brought up the city employees' effort during the heat of last summer's drought.
Those are the real heroes that nobody knows anything about that work to keep our water, to keep our sewer, to keep all that stuff going. They would like free health care too.
City Manager Keene Register told WTW News earlier this month, if there is no agreement with the firefighters union by the end of the year, then he will negotiate a contract with the fire chief. Before last week's Bryan City Council vote, bringing in a movie theater and bowling alley to Midtown Park, the park's primary opponent was escorted out of the building for being disruptive. 3 days later, he returned to council where he was applauded.
Former Mayor Andrew Nelson, who instituted a policy that public speakers had to address an agenda item, gave Patrick Giamalva permission to speak his mind.
It's my honor to hear you one more time here tonight.
And I just really wanted to say, really thank all of y'all for what a great job y'all have done. And just having to put up with me and listen to me.
Giamalva recently lost his bid to become a Bryan councilman, and before that, he lost an attempt to unseat Nelson as mayor.
And thank God that I didn't win the election, because I'd have to be on that side listening to somebody like me, and I really...
Giamalva then thanked each member of the council and individual members of city staff. Bill Oliver, 1620-94.5 WTAW.
There was a public challenge to the city of College Station participating in the Texas Municipal League during the city council's first November meeting. Councilman Dennis Maloney, whose request to support the TML's legislative goals was unanimously approved, defended the city's relationship with the statewide organization following city issues in Austin.
It is a lobbying group that's supported by the municipalities so that the municipalities don't have to spend hundreds of thousands of dollars to have their own in-house staff member to deal with the 4,000 to 6,000 legislative bills that come into session every 2 years down in Austin, Texas.
The highest priority from 7 pages of TML goals during the upcoming legislative session is defeat anything that is detrimental to cities, even if it means sacrificing beneficial bills. There will be no student bonfire north of Bryan this year. Social media from the Independent Student Bonfire Organization posted that the cancellation is due to conditions on the new stack site and forecasted weather. The statement also pointed out that they honor their reputation over the last 20 years for safety and accountability. Organizers plan to provide opportunities to see the completed stack and have a delayed burn. WTAW News Time is 8 minutes after 6. It's 58 degrees. More news at 6:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber for 1620-94.5 WTAW.